Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, October 5th, 2018. On this day in 1970, the Public Broadcasting Service, or PBS, was founded. With the start of the winter timetable, Deutsche Bahn will increase long-distance fares by an average of 0.9% starting on the 9th of December. As the company announced yesterday morning, tickets at the so-called flex price will become, on average, almost 2% more expensive. Monthly tickets will also become more expensive, as will the Bahncard 100. The prices for seat reservations and for the Bahncards 25 and 50 will not change, however, nor will the savings prices and the super savings prices introduced in August. 2 weeks ago, the German railways announced that regional train journeys would be 1.5% more expensive. However, this does not affect regional rail networks. The Verkehrsverbund Berlin-Brandenburg has already announced that prices will not be increased for the time being. For the first time, the new timetable also offers a fast connection from Berlin to Vienna. With the ICE train service between the two capitals, an international train connection will be operated for the first time on the new high-speed route. The service will also be expanded between Berlin and Munich. 5 Sprinter trains per day will connect the cities in less than 4 hours, instead of the previous 3 daily trips. In addition, the new ICE-4, the latest long-distance train of the Deutsche Bahn, will be used and there will be more seats. The nightly long-distance service will also increase. On the Berlin-Stuttgart-Munich route, there will be daily journeys from Easter to the autumn holidays. Until now, the offer was only valid in the summer. In the direction of Poland, there will be a new Eurocity connection between Berlin, Wrocław, and Krakow. The Green interior politician, Irina Mihalik, considers it a scandal that a potential witness in the Breitscheidplatz Inquiry Committee of the Bundestag had access to all meetings and files, stating that, quote, "From my point of view, this official should never have been sent to the investigative committee as a representative of the Federal Ministry of the Interior." The investigative committee is supposed to clear up mistakes made by the authorities before the attack on the Berlin Christmas market. The deputies had learned on Tuesday that the civil servant herself had previously worked in the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution, or the BFVAO, in the Islamism department. Mihalik went on to say that, quote, "If there had been omissions in the BFVAO at that time for which she was responsible, then she could now prepare herself optimally for her own interrogation." Adding that the fact that an employee with such a conflict of interest represents the ministry in this committee of inquiry shows that the federal interior minister, Horst Seehofer from the CSU, has lost track of his house, stating that, quote, "It is becoming clearer and clearer to me that Seehofer has no control over this large ministry." The rejected asylum seeker Anis Amri had traveled through Germany with different identities and kept in touch with several radical Salafists. With a stolen truck, he raced into the crowd at the Christmas market on Breitscheidplatz in December of 2016 and killed 12 people. In September, the investigative committee heard 2 witnesses from the Islamism department of the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution, former colleagues of the official. On Wednesday, a spokeswoman of the Federal Ministry of the Interior had declared upon request that the federal government's decision on the appointment of the commissioner was, quote, "not limited to the fact that only employees not involved in the material matter may be appointed." On Saturday, a man celebrated at the Kit Kat Club in Mitte. Now, he is in hospital with meningitis, and his condition is said to be critical. Together with the club operators, the authorities are now making an appeal to the other visitors. Anyone who partied in the Kit Kat Club last Saturday should immediately see a doctor or, if necessary, go to a hospital. So far, it is unclear whether the man infected was already carrying the pathogen when he visited the club on Köpenicker Straße or only was infected himself there. According to the Berliner Zeitung, he was a heterosexual man. And when his health deteriorated on Monday, he went to the doctor. The doctor diagnosed meningitis, which must be reported according to the patient's principal of residence, and the district office in Reinickendorf learned of the infection. The infection occurs via fluids from the mouth and throat, and, as a rule, very close contact is necessary for the spread of the disease. Authorities explained that the Kit Kat Club is not an uncommon place for patrons to engage in casual sexual acts. Therefore, the danger that other guests were infected with meningitis on Saturday is relatively high. Club operators announced on Wednesday that the patron in question is very ill, so it was not possible to ask with whom he had closer contact with in the club. Therefore, the district office decided to inform the public by press release. All co-workers of the club are symptom-free so far, according to the operator, and have in addition the possibility of starting a precautionary antibiotic therapy. Meningitis bacteria can also settle in the nasopharyngeal cavity without causing any disease. According to the health authorities, if the disease breaks out, it often starts as a nasopharyngeal infection with sudden fever, headaches, chills, dizziness, and a severe feeling of illness, including neck stiffness. The time between the absorption of the pathogen and the appearance of the first signs of the disease is 2 to 10 days, in most cases 3 to 4 days. Immediate treatment with an antibiotic is crucial for the outcome of this sometimes life-threatening disease. If the disease is suspected, the patient should therefore immediately seek medical treatment, if possible, in a hospital, as advised by the health authorities. Patients who are ill are usually no longer contagious 24 hours after the start of treatment with effective antibiotics. The new Berlin Seniors telephone service, Silbernetz, is being well received. According to spokesman Carsten Heide, the hotline against loneliness in old age was called about 100 times a day during its first week. More than 60% of the callers were over 70 years old, and conversations lasted up to 45 minutes. According to the spokesman, the association is still looking for permanent supporters and sponsors. The hotline sees itself as an offer for people who do not want to call the crisis or counseling services, because their problem is loneliness. Elke Schilling, founder of the hotline, stated that, quote, "It's not a crisis. It's a permanent situation. People simply don't have anyone to talk to." Meanwhile, the offer goes beyond pure telephoning. There are also telephone mentors who build up a personal bond with older people, if they so wish, and who provide them with contacts and information about activities in their neighborhoods. For more information about Silbernetz, please follow the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.